Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We have asked Joe Humphreys, author, speaker, and executive leadership coach, to do a series with us called Boardroom Talks with Joe, How to Become a Better Leader. Listen, we know you will find this information helpful, regardless of your level or type of leadership position.
Okay.
Joe, thank you for being on here again for another session of Boardroom Talks with Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, JD. Excited, as always.
Yeah, same here. We're in the safe place, and we're into the F section. So anyone that says this, sees this is part X of, the safe place, go back to the beginning and listen to part one and run it all the way through. This is great. But so we are down to the F in safe place. What does the F stand for?
The F stand for family, faith, friends, focus, and fitness.
Nice.
So anytime we talked about what you needed with the S, just a little recap, spiritual maturity, a seasoned person. We talked about the A, accountability. But now we're talking about the F. You need people to keep you focused.
Yes.
Focus on what? Focus on your family. Focus on your faith. Focus on your friends. Focus on your fitness. Now you start to understand why selecting someone to be in your safe place is critical. Because we go back to that safe. Why do we need a safe? To keep our most sensitive documents that we don't want nobody to touch. Okay. What's more sensitive to us than our families, to our friends, to our fitness, to our finances? So that F covers a lot, but you need that person to keep you focused. Why? Because we're so busy building other business that sometimes we forget to build our homes.
Yeah, we sure.
And sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. That's where that fitness is at. And JD, you know about this, but most of the time when I coach executives from high schoolers to executives, I use the same process. And I give them a sheet of paper, not in no particular priority, but the five F's are family. And I make sure I don't put faith first, so I don't want them to think that. I let them do it. I generally put faith in the middle, but I put family, faith, fitness, finance, and friends. Why do I do that? Because I let them give me the priority, what's important to them. Because if I'm trying to mentor them and coach them, and we're not on the same page with what's more important to them, then there's a chance that our time together is not going to be as successful. Yes. And if you don't mind, JD, let me give you an example. There was a young man that his girlfriend contacted my daughter, and they went to high school together. And he's out in the business world. He's in his 30s, and he understand, hey, you know, Joe is a guy that sometimes coach people. So his girlfriend asked my daughter, hey, can my boyfriend connect with your dad and do this? So we did that. And so the first time we met, we did this process. And I noticed that he had faith last. Well, I didn't talk to him about faith.
Yeah.
But he had finance first. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, why did you choose that way? He said, because I want to be able to provide for my family. He said, I'm working three jobs. I can't pay medical insurance, can't afford it. And he said, this is why I need this finance. So guess what I did? I focused nothing but on finance with this guy.
I got it. Yeah.
And about the third session, now keep in mind, I'm building the relationship, because it didn't take me long to understand why he was having some challenges with his finances. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super smart guy, well-spoken, college graduate, but he was having a problem and he couldn't see it. Well, instead of me telling him my observation about him the first meeting, I allowed us to build a relationship. We didn't talk about the other else. Even though the family was right in there, but the friends, fitness, and faith was way down there. So it's really come down to finance and family. And so after about the third session, and keep in mind, I already knew this young man. I used to watch him play basketball and all those things. But Around about the third or fourth session, I asked him, I said, you know, if you want me to be your accountability partner, we have to be honest.
Yes.
And he said, yeah. I said, could you give me permission to speak? And he said, yes. I said, because I'm going to say some things that's pretty hard. And what I told him was, I said, you wonder why you can't get a promotion. I said, and I'm going to say some things here that's probably going to be a little touchy for some people. But I told him, I said, you often talk about how the white man have stopped you from being successful.
Mm-hmm.
I said, as a man of color, I wouldn't hire you.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, why? I said, because of your appearance. Has nothing to do with your knowledge. I said, but I want somebody to represent me in a way that will be professional.
Yes.
And I said, I have to tell you, your appearance ain't professional.
Uh-huh.
And he became irritated with me. And he told me, he said, out of all due respect, Mr. Humphreys, he said, I don't need a successful black man telling me how bad I am. And he got up and he left.
Oh.
Okay. That's tough. That's
yes.
tough. Okay. So I had to let it work out. Didn't know how it was going to go. Didn't hear from him for a couple of months, maybe 3 months. And then I get this text that he want to meet me. And I said, okay, this is good. So we meet again. So I go to our normal meeting space, Barnes & Noble at the little coffee shop. And I'm sitting there and I see this guy come in, didn't recognize him. And I just, you know, kind of kept looking at my text and doing a little catch up work. And he sat down and he said, how are you doing? And I looked at him and I didn't recognize him. And
oh.
I was like, oh my goodness. And he said, I just want to thank you. This guy came in clean cut with khakis on, a button up shirt and a nice sports jacket and
all
some
right.
loafers. And I was like, why? He said, I just want to thank you. He said, the last time we met, you told me some things that I didn't want to hear. And he said, I have been angry. He said, but he said, one morning I was getting ready for work and it hit me. And he said, I started shaving and I did all kind of things. And he said, I went to work and he said, I wore the same outfit and I wanted to wear it again so you could see it. And he said, I told my boss, I'm ready to take on more responsibility
all
and
right.
move up.
All right.
And he said, my boss said, well, this is a change. We got to give it some time. He said, but I want to let you know that time have come. He said, I've just got a promotion that I'm making $35,000 more a year and I can
How about
afford
that?
insurance for my family.
How
Now,
about
I
that?
tell you that story because when you hold people accountable, you have to tell them a tough message. But here's what I have to tell you. It's not so much the message, it's more how you tell them. Now, nobody want to hear the things that I had to tell that young man. I don't want to hear them, but I've heard them, okay? And
yeah.
they've helped me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to build that relationship first before I could tell him that. It was
yeah.
painful to see this young man tell me, all I want, the last thing I need to hear is a successful black man telling another black man the same thing the white man have told him. That's
yeah.
when you know that you're getting into this accountability and this coaching thing.
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah.
but here's the thing that I had to wait. I had to build that relationship, and it was about how the message was presented more than so. It was more how I said it than what I said. And,
yeah.
and I could tell you, this guy, I seen him one day out, and I seen this guy kept blowing at me. And I was like, who is this crazy guy blowing at me? And finally at the red light, and he rolled down his window, and excuse me. And I was kind of like, hey, you know, did this guy think I ran in front of him, you know, with this road rage? I didn't know if he had a gun or not. So I cautiously rolled down my window, and he was like, Mr. Joe, how you doing? I love you, man. And I was like, wow, that's the part. And so that's why I use the five L's. You know, if I would have just went after this thing, the worst thing you can do when you're coaching and mentoring is telling people how they feel. Tell them what should be their priority. I let them tell me what they think their priority is. Then through working out that relationship, it's gonna all, the process works. You're gonna get to tell them what you wanna tell them, but you got to be patient. And JD, you know me, I'm not the most patient guy in the world. So I've learned patience through this to the fact that I can't always tell them everything I need to tell them the first time, because you got to get them. It's almost like you can't give babies solid food at first.
Yeah.
You got to give them milk, and then you got to get them off the milk. And sometimes when you get them off that milk, they still want milk. But here's the beautiful thing. Just like a baby, when they taste that real food, they don't want to go back to baby food. When this guy tastes the real opportunity to make his family successful, he didn't want to go back to that old way. So,
Oh man, what a great way to do it. And you talked through the story is, I'm going to go back and summarize a bit what I'm hearing. So when you met with him, you let him pick which one was important to him. So rather than you going, you know what, you really need to get the order, you didn't.
Yes.
You said, tell me what it is you want to work on first. And he said it.
Yes.
So you found him where he was. I've heard you say that before. You found him where he was, and then you listened to him, and then you had the courage to give him advice based on wisdom. And, you know, so simple, almost lost.
But here's now, the key, JD.
Yeah.
I asked for permission. I asked for permission. I said, can I speak freely? I said, and he said, yes. I said, because I think I need to say some things that's not going to be easy for you to accept. And I want to tell you this. And I told him, I said, you know me, you know my heart, and you know I love you. I said, but I love you enough, I need to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. And even with that, he was really not a happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if we was ever going to be able to have that conversation again.
Yeah.
But I put it there. And you can go back in another episode where I use family. I said, your three kids is the only chance. I said, you're the only chance that they have. And he told me when he came back, he said, I couldn't get that out of my head. I was the only chance my three kids had.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that. And he said, before he knew it, he was shaving. He was dressing different. And he's got this big promotion.
Yeah.
Now, some people may be out there, JD, listening to this podcast and go, hey, man, you can't tell me how to dress. Well, my message to you is you dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, this is terrific. It reminds me, too, of something you've said in previous. I'm encouraging people to go back and listen to your previous episodes. They're just that good. You said their leaders are like either grass or like trees.
That's right.
It's the ones that keep growing. And what you gave them was an opportunity to show, hey,
That's
I'm
right.
in the growth. I'll make the changes. Powerful.
Hey, grass and trees start at the same place. But why do trees grow taller than the grass?
Because they want to grow.
And you got to determine. That's right. You got to determine which one you want to be.
Yeah.
And here's another one. You know, caterpillars are considered, you hear a lot of people go, ooh, they nasty. But how many times do you see people say a butterfly is nasty? They say they're beautiful. When you see a butterfly, you're in awe. You go, wow, it's beautiful. But here's the thing. For a butterfly to become a butterfly, they had to determine they didn't want to be a caterpillar no more.
Yes. Right. Right. I don't want to
the
be.
Process.
Go ahead,
JD.
No, I don't want to stay here anymore. I don't want to stay in this place. I got to get out of here. I don't mean physical place, but.
Yes. Yeah. But there's a process that a caterpillar have to go through to become a butterfly. And it's
Yeah.
painful. And a lot of caterpillars decide to stay caterpillars and they run all their life when people can just step on them
Yeah.
instead of enjoy them. Because a lot of caterpillars get to the point of transitioning into a butterfly, JD, but the pain is too severe and they decide to go back to what's comfortable. And they think it's more comfortable running and being considered some of the ugliest insects in the world instead of the beautifulest thing in the world. And
Yes.
that's the way we are as people. We have to determine it's a price for you to make a transition. It's a big cost. And if you're a leader in any type of capacity, it's a big cost. I hear young people all the time saying, I want to be a leader like you. I want to be, I'm like, you better think about this. Because if you're a leader and it's been easy, you haven't led anyone. You taking a trip
Exactly.
and nobody's following you, okay? Leadership is hard. And that's why this program is designed for those leaders that need to be replenished, that's never been getting replenished, but everybody is always deplenished, taken away from them.
Oh yeah. That's right. That's right. This is wow, this is strong. And just I remember the three people that had the courage. There's been several, but I can remember three people in my earlier years to have the courage to tell me something like what you told that young man. And they altered my life. And I'm always very thankful. My point being is I can remember all three of them and I can remember exactly what they said to me. And to have somebody like yourself that will say, hey, let's rank these, see what's important to you. And let me, do you mind me speaking freely into your life? That's a gift. It's a gift. Man,
But
what a
JD,
great way.
here's the key though. It was three sessions before I got real with this guy. And I let him, I said, hey, you come back next week and tell me how you can change your finances. And after we went through his list for 3 weeks, I said, do you feel like it's moving the bar? He said, no. And I said, can I speak freely? And we moved the bar. Sometimes, JD, I told you about that leg. You got to break that leg. Sometimes the doctors will say, we're going to have to break it to get it right. And the last thing you want to hear if you're at the doctor and you're hurting, and he said, we're going to have to break it before we can fix it. And unfortunately, I had to do some breaking because breaking had been done in me, JD, and it's still being done. It's still been done. I still come up short. And you know what? I have accountability leaders that would tell me that. And JD, you one of them.
Well, I'm
And
honored.
by the way, thank you, JD, because you got nicer how you tell me about that now. You used to
Well,
be tougher.
I listened. You got to be, I say, I listen to everything you say, by the way. And you said something. We connected after about 3 or 4 months because you were in another role somewhere and we just had a chance to connect. And you said pretty early on that it's about how you put things. And I had that bit of, I've had a bit of that Midwestern Oklahoma. I'm not going to say much, but when I am, I'm going to bring it. And it's not it. I heard you. It's all about how you say it and when you say
Hey,
it.
JD, I'm a big, strong guy. And one day, man, you put the beat down on me, and I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, I mean, I'm sore. And
I'm
then, and
sorry,
but you
Joe.
know
I'm
what? That's
sorry.
okay. That's okay, JD. JD, that's okay. Because if you would have met me 20 years ago, my wife would tell me, she'd tell me, she's like, oh, these guys don't understand. You're so soft now. You used to just tell what you had to tell in 30 seconds. Now it takes you 30 minutes. And I said, baby, I said, I've learned that you don't want to give them an excuse not to accept the truth. So I take a little bit more time to tell them that I tell them the truth and I don't water it down. But I learned the 30-second Joe Humphries presentation generally don't work for nobody but me.
Oh, no. It takes a while to be able to get there, and sometimes I was too quick to get
So,
there, but no, this is good. All right, sir. So I think it sounds like we've covered the F. Next up will be the E.
Yes, encouragement.
Yes, sir.
Something we
Thanks,
all
Joe.
need. Yes, sir,
Yes, sir.
JD.
This concludes this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. To find out more about Joe Humphries, you can find him at his website at www.jdh3c.com. The link is in the show notes. I wish you all the best and peace to you.